Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Dee. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi. That's me.
Hi, Dee. How are you, Dee?
Really
you.
Good, Conan. Look at you. Wow.
Look at
You've
me.
Got a little
yeah.
beard going on. Look at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've took a little break from shaving, and
yeah.
I'm starting to look like the Groton fisherman. Oh, wait,
Fair
that's
enough,
a reference that no one's going to get.
Groton.
Dee, where are you calling us from?
Wow, I'm from Singapore. So that's what's happening. 6 a.m. here. I'm up and early for you guys.
I've never been to Singapore. Tell me.
Well, you should. Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do? How's your life going? Lay it on me.
Ooh, okay. Wow. Firstly, this feels like a fever dream. So I'm just going to need to settle in a bit because wow, look at you guys.
You guys look
beautiful. All of you are beautiful.
Thank you. You're okay, extraordinary. You're very stunning.
Yeah, you're the beautiful one.
Yeah. We feel terrible compared to you.
Well, Sona's
beautiful.
Sona's beautiful.
I
take
my hair a little bit. It's not a big deal.
Sona's a very attractive woman.
Just a couple hot girls, you and
yeah.
me. Yeah.
And then there's me and Gorley.
Don't take me down with you.
A bunch of creeps. Dee, tell us about your life. What's happening?
Well, what is happening? Let's see.
That's
what do you know. What do you do? What do you do?
I work at a hair salon. So
oh,
I do a lot of hair stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you actually a hairstylist?
No, I'm not, though. I wish I was, but I think there's a lot of ladders to climb for that. Eventually, maybe I will.
Well, wait, what do you do with the what do you do at the hair salon?
What do I do? I do like reception.
Oh, okay.
I manage things, make sure nothing's on fire.
Good. Okay, for a second there, I thought you didn't have a job there. You just hung around.
Yeah. Honestly, oftentimes I do. I'm just there. I'm just, guys, if you need me, I'm here. I get to like wash people's hair every now and then. I get to pop some color on every now and then. Yeah.
Okay, that's now we're talking because this fascinates me.
Yeah.
You wash men and women's hair, right?
Yes, mostly women. Men, there's a couple of them who pop in every now and then, which is strange to me. Like, you know, when men don't go to like a barbershop and they come to like a hairdresser's.
Yeah,
it's a weird one. It's a strange one, and then they're there, and I'm like, why are you here? Like, this is a very women-friendly, cozy space, and you're just coming in with your manly hair.
Yeah.
I don't have
tell
to
you,
wash
Dee,
it, you know.
Dee, I have a theory that maybe some of these men would just like their hair washed by a beautiful woman. Is that possible?
Honestly, yes. Because, like, I mean, we're all women working as well. We're all women. So it's like, I think they're just coming to, like, have a look at us, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But it's just strange when you have to wash the hair because they're just there and you get your hands in the greasy hair. And I don't know. It's just strange. They don't move right. I don't know if you guys can relate.
They don't what?
What they don't like go? Move right. Like,
what do you mean?
You gotta like tilt your head a little. Yeah, Conan.
Oh, I get that. I know when I've had my hair washed at a salon, I don't know what they want. So I try to anticipate it and then it just ends up.
Oh, no, that's
weird.
The worst thing you can
do. Well, it's not that bad.
I'll tell you.
Here's what I do. In that same idea, Dee, what I do, you know when you have to register your face on an iPhone, you know, so that for facial recognition? I always just, when my hair is being washed, I think it helps. I move it constantly.
Oh, my God. That's eerie.
So they can anticipate it. And then I go counterclockwise.
Oh.
And sometimes I do it very rapidly.
Absolutely what everyone does. And it drives me insane. I'm like, you can't. I'm just going to end up waterboarding you. So you got to stop. just listen to instructions.
You got to ease up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you work at this.
That's a day in my life, I guess.
Okay, and tell us, how's your life going? Tell me about your life. Are things on the up and
Conan,
up?
Oh, Conan.
I want to help you.
The deep questions here at 6 in the morning. It's, let's see. What is going on? What do I need help with?
I love every question like you ask. She turns back to you with a question.
You want
to
know how it's going for me? I'm in terrible trouble. I'm trapped in a room with people that don't respect me. You know, aging out of a career. I mean, what am I going to tell you? You know, it's over for me. I'm at the very end of my life. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, no. No one was saying it. So I felt like I had to.
No.
You were hoping someone would say it.
Life expectancy in my family, I think I have 6 months to go.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's fine. I've had a good ride. Mm. So that's what's happening with me.
That's how I feel, though. Like, what? I feel the same way.
What are you talking about? You're a beautiful young woman. How old are you?
You're the opposite of him.
How old are you?
Nah. I mean, I'm 27, but you know.
You're 27!
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you have another.
It feels just like it.
D, you have at least 2 years to go.
I know. I thought that 2 years ago, but here we are. So,
do you have any bucket list items?
Yeah. What do you want to do? You're young. You're very attractive. You've got your whole life ahead of you. But what are the things that you'd like to do? What do you dream of doing that would put some zest into your life?
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe do something like bungee jump. Why not? That could be fun.
Well, I have a good why not.
Just put that on that. Yeah.
Yeah. If the cord's too long, you hit the canyon floor.
Well, I think they would have sorted that out.
Yeah, they figure that out before you do it.
I think they in some places they use the first four people to sort it out.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. True fact.
I think they just send you off and then they've crossed their fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they that one's dead. Let's cut 6 feet off the rope, you know, let's try it again. Okay. Yeah. That one dead too. A few more. It's like cutting hair. You always want to leave it a little long to see if it's okay. And then, you cut from there.
Absolutely. So, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's precisely how it works. Yeah. It makes sense. But yeah.
I like you because no matter what stupid thing I say, you're right there to say yes, of course, which is really nice.
I'm on the same wavelength. We're good.
Can I ask you, and if this is too personal, you can say back off, but how's your romantic life going?
Oh, back off, Conan.
I feel like I'm asking in a fatherly, uncle way.
Huh. Yeah, Uncle Conan. All right, so grab your tea. Nothing much is going on. There's things that goes on. You know, when you're 27, there's
lots of things going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing happened when I was 27. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it was a quiet time in my life. Of course, it was the late 1950s. We were all worried about Sputnik. But that's not the point. Oh, I've got Gorley now.
You do. Don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah, go with the Sputnik talk. Let's do more of that.
So, what's the dating scene like in Singapore?
There's not much of a scene, I would say. Well, there is, but not one that, I don't know, goes well with me. So I don't know. It's like, there's things happening here and there. I just, I don't really like to put my finger on it and be like, oh, that's the one for me. There's things happening, Conan. Things are looking good, though. So that's
a positive
note for now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you got something
happening.
Oh.
There's something. There's a potential person out there of interest?
Possibly, yes, but
you might jeopardize it.
I'm not going to jeopardize anything. Exactly, I just want to know who this person is.
But you can't. She can't talk about it because then he's going to hear it and he's going to be like, "Wait a minute, this is moving too fast for me." Because I've been there. Yes, exactly, I know.
So unless that's he really is into her and is like is bolstered by this, and then suddenly decides to make more reciprocation because he feels confident.
That's what ladies like is more reciprocation.
What do you mean?
Nothing's. I've seen that on A Little Candy Heart. I would like to reciprocate with you. So you don't want to talk specifically about this person.
Yeah,
just
you don't want to like sabotage it, you know, in any way. And maybe
when are you seeing him again?
Maybe.
Let it go.
Get involved.
Just tell us his name.
Yeah.
No, guys. I'm with you, Dee. I'm going to try to calm it down over here.
No, I need to get involved. I need to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Because, Dee, we care about you. We have a bond with you. And I don't want just some... anybody coming along,
right?
You know, some Johnny Singapore.
Well, that's his name. So
is it Johnny Singapore? Yes. I hate that guy.
I know. This is why she didn't want to say
all
anything.
All he does is hit it and quit it.
And reciprocate.
Yeah.
Oh God.
If his name's Johnny Singapore, call it off now. Do you understand?
Got it, Uncle Conan. Yeah.
Dee, tell us. Do your parents get involved in this stuff?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm very private, I like to say, except I just said this on the podcast. So
Yeah, but you didn't. I mean, first of all.
No one's going to see this anyway, so it's fine.
Okay, that was you just crossed a line, Dee.
Into telling
I'm kidding.
The truth.
Obviously hey, no I'm going to see it. And three other people I know.
I like Dee.
Yeah. I do like Dee.
I'm sure you're on the fence.
Dee, you would work. You would fit right into my organization.
Yes. Yeah. We would be best friends. You're like Singapore Sona.
That's my favorite cocktail.
You are the Singapore Sona. If we can just keep you away from Singapore Johnny, we're okay.
Yeah.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, morning. How'd you sleep?
Amazing.
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 When did they get here?
I didn't even notice.
Mommy, I want pancakes.
Get the best sleep of your life with a little help from the experts at Ashley. Discover the all-new Tempur-Adapt Collection by Tempur-Pedic. Designed with body-conforming technology and motion absorption that helps minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt Collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Is there a Singapore version of me? Are there guys like me in Singapore?
I wish, Conan. I wish. I've always thought that. Like, if that was a Conan out there for me, I'll be done. I'll be settled.
That's very flattering. Well, I want to tell all the ladies out there, no matter where you live in the world, there's a Conan out there for you.
What a curse.
Has to be, though.
So get a double bolt for your door. Stay off the streets until they catch him.
Tell your children about the dangers of a Conan in your neighborhood.
Is there a Conan in your neighborhood? Stay low.
I think...
Yeah, the whole campaign, if you see something, say something, yeah, started with if there's a Conan yeah, on your subway.
Teach your children how to spot a Conan.
Is he 6'4"?
Red beady eyes. Like the communist.
Does his hair look like a tort that would be served at a French reception?
Tree blowing in the wind or Conan? Be sure you know the difference.
Wow. You're, man, you're a lot of fun, Dee. I hope this guy, listen, here's my advice to you. You have to make sure that you have high standards because you're a special person. You have to have high standards. And be honest, Sona, I do tell this to the women that work for me.
Yeah.
And I've always have that you cannot settle. You can't say, okay, good enough. You have to hold out for
the
special.
Why are they working for you?
I say professionally, you have to settle.
You have to settle.
Yeah, I'm talking only about
personally.
Romantically.
I see.
Romantically, don't settle.
I see.
But if you get a chance to work for sort of a shitty podcast operation, grab it.
Let's go. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Don't settle. And I like your free spirit. I like your free spirit and your optimism. Do you know what you want to do with yourself? Do you think there's a future for you working in this hair salon business, or do you want to do something else completely?
Yeah, I think I can see myself growing in this industry. We'll see though, because I don't know. I tend to do different things after a while. So I've been doing this for like 2 years now, and now I want to do something else maybe. Who knows?
Yep. No, at your age,
I think I'm not too worried about that. Yeah.
At your age, I liked to, 2 years was about the maximum that, seriously, I'm not joking. When I was in my 20s, if I did something for more than 2 years, it felt like an eternity. I just wanted to move on to the next thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but I'll figure that out. No stress, right? I'm only 27, right? Mm-hmm. No stress, no pressure.
Yeah.
No, I think you're feeling some stress.
Like I'm getting old or anything.
You're not. Get over that right now.
You don't know that.
You're talking like
someone
who's in
there.
Next
time you see me, I'll be like 52.
I'll be long dead. Yeah. Don't worry
about
that.
You won't.
What?
Okay. No.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said you're a fan of my style, my clothing style. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had a question about his fashion sense.
Yeah,
right?
You had a question for me, right?
Yeah. No, basically, I was just thinking, what happened to your leather jacket, the one that you used to wear all the time? Like, that was you at your peak, I would think. Well, where is he? Should bring him
out
every now
and then.
It's
a she, first of all.
Okay.
Her name is Enid. No, I did have one leather jacket that I wore in so many different remotes. And then
that's the one.
I think after Kevin Hart and Ice Cube just were mocking me so much for my clothing style. Yeah, that I they said I looked like a male prostitute.
No, they did.
And they said, we'd make a lot of money off of you. We're going to put you out on the street.
Oh, Conan, did that hurt your feelings?
No, I found it very erotic. And it's another revenue source. So
it's kind of a compliment.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Absolutely.
I still wear, I have a weakness for leather coats, especially old ones. I think the one you're talking about is from the late 1940s or the 1950s. I love those jackets. The problem is any jacket that was made, the ones I love are like 40 years old. They're real sort of antiques. The arms are always too short. The arms are always too short because people... There was nobody like me until they had proper nutrition. So whenever I see a jacket I really love, I some cool store that is from the 40s or the 50s, I put it on and it's all beat up and cool. And the sleeves come to about here. And it's hard for me to find those, but I'm going to start wearing it more often again.
You should put it on the podcast, just bring her out every now and then. I'm sure the fans would love to see. Why not? Yeah.
You've exactly. got such a, doesn't D have?
Yeah, she's got a style. She's got it. Yeah.
You have, you know, I have to say, sorry, I'm pretty much, I would do anything D told me
to
do.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
dangerous.
Like it's, it is very dangerous. Like, I don't care what it is. If D said, come on, Conan, just yeah. get on the motorcycle and yeah. drive over the flaming barrel.
D, then now's your chance. Ask him, get him to do something, you know?
Exactly. Could you just do a backflip now? I don't know. Why not?
You know, I think if you say I can do it, D, I can do it. So
do
I,
it. Yeah. No, don't do yeah. it. Actually, do it. Bones.
Oh, okay. I was gonna
do it.
His bones well, are a bit fragile.
That's
true. Take care of you. You're fine.
What if I get three really strong men to just rotate my body slowly and then set me down and then immediately take me for a nap?
We're gonna have to look outside the building for that.
Yeah, I'll find it. D, it's really nice talking to you. You've got you're very cool and you guys are too. No, you really are. You're really self-possessed and you are beautiful and very young and everything's looking your way. But don't forget what I said. Do not settle. You need a really special.
Thank you. You need a really special guy.
It's got to be someone really special, and they've got to clear. They got to get my approval, whoever it is.
You need to be her wingman.
Got it.
I'll be your wingman.
Yes, you'll be.
You should come out to Singapore sometime. Take a walk.
What would you take Conan to do?
Yeah, what would we do if I came and visited you in Singapore?
Oof, I don't know. We're gonna take lots of walks. We're gonna walk a lot. I mean, I wish I could tell you this beautiful things to see, but really, it's just skyscrapers. It's sunny. It's really sunny. That's not going to be good for you. It's pretty hot. It's the tropics, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't come then, because it's really hot. It can get flipping hot. So.
Dee, you spoke for like 30 seconds and went from you've got to come to you really shouldn't come.
Yeah. Maybe not the tourism board for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a really... If there's a really expensive restaurant you've always wanted to go to, you can have him take you there.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just like, you know, if there's like a nice shop you've always wanted to shop in, you could take him there.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I really like this jacket. Whoops, I wish someone got it for me.
Aww. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I'd be next to you going, I wish someone would. Well, anyway, let's go find an International House of Pancakes.
Yeah.
In Singapore.
It's international.
It's international. Come on.
Sona.
Legally, the UN says they have to exist in every country.
Yeah.
Well, Dee, I will make it there someday. I will. And I'll find you.
Bring back your travel stuff, mate. Like, you need to do that again. Like,
okay.
I'm telling you what to do. What am I? Who am I?
No, you're... Listen, Dee, you are very persuasive and very cool. And everything you say, I really do feel like, Dee's right. I got to get that leather jacket. Yep. I got to get back on the road. It's time to go. Yeah, we got to stop.
2023, baby. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
Turned into Austin Powers there for a second.
I know. Much more attractive than Austin Powers. Hey, Dee, thank you so much. It was really cool talking to you.
Thank you. You guys
have
amazing.
A great day. Tell those creeps that are hanging around the salon that we know what they're up to, that I'm on to them. That's another thing I could do. I could come there and I could hang out the salon, and anytime a guy comes in, I will toss that guy right on his ass.
Yeah. Anytime a Johnny Singapore comes up, they have to get through you.
They have to get past.
Or you can give them the shampoo and then they'll be like, we're never coming back here.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, they come to you and say, oh, Dee, I'd love it if you shampooed my hair. And you'd say, oh, I'm not available today. And you step aside and I'm there. And I'm like, hello, fellows. Line up and I'll give you a nice shampoo.
But it's going to be the I Love Lucy paradox where they go, okay.
Yeah, that's true. We got to avoid that. Hey, Dee, thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
Thank you again. You guys are great.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.